C-O-L-G-A-T-E,
with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, is all the dress. Make it fast, you'll keep together, shave it smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking from the city of Chicago, bringing you the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest tonight is Mickey Rooney. But before we bring you Mickey Rooney in person, let's see a profile. Do you ever realize what it takes to make a champion? Let me tell you, it started several years ago. I don't know what the past 2 years have done for the story, but I think you'd be interested in knowing what I do know, for this is the story of Albert Wenger. Was just a normal high school boy back in 1937, living in the small town of Deer Park, Wisconsin, close to Milwaukee. On February 11th of that year, Albert Wenger was attending a high school basketball game near Milwaukee. That game was over. He, along with his schoolmates, piled into a bus that was to take them home. But the night was very, very cold. The snow was piled high, and more snow was being driven by the wind as the bus tried to take the students home. 2 miles from Albert Wenger's home, the bus came to a stop. The snow was 2 feet. The bus driver tried to make it, but he couldn't go further.
I'm sorry, Albert. I don't think we can go any further.
That's all right, sir. 2 miles. You're off on the door and let me out. I'll make it all right.
Okay, Albert. Take care of it. That's my idea.
Albert Wenger got out of the bus to try and walk through those snowdrifts. Yeah. 2 miles. He cut through the night. The snow was deep. Albert looked for familiar landmarks as he plodded on, putting several times in the deep snow, but each time he managed to get back onto his feet. But it's over now. To 20 degrees below zero. Suddenly, Albert was taken sick, deathly sick. He wanted 5 minutes. No, he went to the number of minutes. When he overcame, he was buried in that snow. He was freezing. He to death. Somehow, Albert managed to struggle back to his feet, but he was far enough. The snow obliterated all. What's your landmark? He dragged himself on and on. Finally, he dragged up our house. We pulled his body up to the door and tried to make himself heard. At 4:30 in the morning, the family thought that he heard something outside, and he looked out into the dim early morning light. He swing away from his doorstep. The boy was now too sick to stand up. But the farmer mistook Albert for a dog crawling his nose. The morning that they found Albert, found him frozen in the snow. I think that Albert had lived. He was almost frozen solid, but he did live. He lived to become a great swimmer. For in 1940, less than 1 year after Albert Wenger was almost frozen to death, he won his first swimming race. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Albert Wenger, almost frozen to death, and because of this, he had lost both his arms and both. Of a swimmer with no arms and no legs. Real two. Tonight we're broadcasting from Chicago, getting ready to interview Mickey Rooney, a great football fan. The great in football, let me remind you, Tracy Miller, one of Notre Dame's football players. Tracy Miller's come back to Yale and he's here, Bill. I've proved over on my own face, but when he softens up my game, keep them soft. And the other was named Stan. broken nose while
Buddy was gone, and in memory of his buddy, Walter Donaldson wrote a song. A song that was destined to make hits. But it was one of the great songs to come out of the First World War. And it was in the memory of Walter Donaldson's buddy, his buddy Stanley Rice. And that's why Walter Donaldson called it My Buddy.
My Buddy. My Buddy.
These two buddies, but the death didn't end it.
Friendship between these
buddies. Shortly after the war.
No. One day, shortly after the war, Walter Donaldson was sitting in his office
when the door opened and a familiar figure walked in. It was Walter Donaldson who broke the silence.
Stanley!
Hello, Walter.
Stanley, they told me you were dead. Are you really alive?
Well, I think so, Walter. You see, during the war, I was on the Secret Service, and to get the information we needed, it was necessary to give out a story I was dead.
Oh, but I kept right on working under another name, of course.
Under another name? You mean you're using a new name?
That's right. I took the name James Salmon. And you know, I like it better than Stanley Royce.
I think I'll keep it.
All right, Stanley Royce, or James Shannon, whichever you want. But I'm certainly glad you're back.
And so it was that the great songwriter Stanley Royce changed his name to James Shannon. And once again, he and Walter Donaldson were inseparable buddies. And that's the story of James Shannon. But James Shannon is not merely remembered as the man who wrote the Irish lullaby, Tura Lura Lura, nor is he remembered as the man who inspired the great song, My Buddy. No, James Shannon is far better known as the man who wrote the song that sold more copies than any other song ever written, the Missouri Waltz.
Way down in Missouri, where I heard this melody, when I was a pickaninny on my mammy's knee.
But the strangest part of this story is the story of what Jimmy Shannon did with that money, the money that he made from writing his famous song, The Missouri Waltz. Because he never would have written that song but for his friendship with Walter Donaldson. A friendship that lasted a lifetime and yet began when they first fought each other in a prize fight. Well, because of that, and because a prize fight was responsible for this song, James Shannon took all the money he made from writing that great song hit, a song that never would have been written but for a prize fight. And he used that money, used it to build a hospital for broken down prize fighters. Strange story. Reel 4. Just a moment, we're going to present our special guest, Mickey Rooney. But before we present Mickey Rooney in person, here is Don Elder.
Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is light and fluffy, not greasy or heavy, and a mighty fast worker. One, wash your face. 2, spread on Colgate brushless. 3, shave it off. That's all there is to it. And you'll enjoy a close, clean, no-snag performance without after irritation. And at the finish, because it's not heavy or greasy, you'll rinse Colgate brushless shave cream off your face and razor in a flash. So how about it, men? How about a champion shave with Colgate brushless, the shave cream of champions? Buy a tube or jar tonight. It's light and it's right. Now back to Bill Stern and Mickey Rooney. Real fire. Colgate camera close-up of Mickey Rooney. Tonight, our guest is one of the most famous movie stars in the whole world, the one and only Mickey Rooney. This week, Mickey Rooney's appearing in person at the Downtown Theater in Detroit. I'd like to ask Mickey Rooney a question. Who's going to win tomorrow's big game out on the coast between Southern California and UCLA? And in order that Mickey Rooney can answer that question, this is Bill Stern switching you from where I'm standing in Chicago. The next voice you hear will be the famous movie star Mickey Rooney speaking from his dressing room backstage at the Downtown Theater in Detroit.
Hiya, Bill. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Sports fan. Bill, it's a pleasure being on your program this evening. But when you ask me a strange question like, who do I think will win the USC-UCLA game this coming Saturday out California way? You're liable to end up with a strange answer like, you got me. As we all know, the Burly Bruin of Westwood is packed with pork hide artists. Outstanding star of the blue and gold is End, Burr Baldwin, a rugged man both on offense and defense. Yes, and then there's quarterback Ernie the General Case, who can match tricks with the best of them. And there's plenty more in back of him, Bill, too. My rating for Mr. Bruin is smart, rough, and plenty speedy. Now on the Cardinal and Gold side of the ledger, I find Mr. Trojan a little slow getting started at the beginning of most seasons, but after a hot iron is applied to these early kinks, we find him a finisher that finishes butt fast. The Trojans, you'll find, have a knack for playing their best game when the chips are down, and believe it or not, Bill, this week, the chips are down. My rating for the men of Troy, tough, rough, and very ready. So who do I think will win football's run for the roses comes New Year's Day, Bill? Well, you can call your captains together, flip a coin. You might pick the winner, and then again, you might not. And in closing, Bill, I'd like to ask a favor of you and all the other sports scribes. When you're picking this season's All-Americans, don't forget those that might have made the team if they had lived. This is Mickey Rooney in Detroit saying goodnight and returning you to Bill Stern in Chicago.
Thank you very, very much, Mickey Rooney. And my sincere thanks to Sam Stiefel, an old friend, who made it possible for Mickey Rooney to appear on this program tonight. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. We've been broadcasting from Chicago, Illinois, getting ready to broadcast tomorrow's Illinois-Northwestern football game. Next Friday evening, we'll be back, same time, same station, broadcasting from whichever city has the nation's biggest football game, getting ready to broadcast that game. And our guest next Friday night will be the head football coach of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, Frank Leahy. So be sure and be with us next Friday evening, same time, same stations, as we present as our special guest, Notre Dame's famous football coach, Frank Leahy. See you then. Until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen, in the News of the Day newsreel, at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night from Chicago.
Bill Stern, the Colgate-shaped command is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate-shaped command had lots to say. He told you to tell the sports heroes the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Ladies, right now there's a worldwide shortage of fat to make soap. And that's why the women of America are asked to keep on saving used fat, keep on selling it to your butcher. Remember, used fats are needed to make soap. So put it in a tin and turn it in. Mickey Rooney appeared on this program courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from Chicago and Detroit. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.